This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. During a health emergency, depending on where you live, the ambulance that arrives could come from local government, a hospital, a private ambulance company, maybe even a volunteer service. And unlike when the police arrive or most fire trucks, you or your insurance will likely get a bill for that ride. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has been looking into the often misunderstood business of ambulances.
Say you're having an allergic reaction. You call 911 and an ambulance shows up. The paramedic might fire an EpiPen into your thigh to help stop the symptoms. It's small, a bit bigger than a glue stick. Al Reposarda buys lots of them for his company, Midwood Ambulance Service. Even though...
we never used them. So we threw out about $25,000 worth of pens 3 years in a row.
This is a prime example of why ambulances are a tough business. The pens expire after a year, and Midwood Ambulance is a private company. They do mostly non-emergency runs like hospital transfers. Even so, they're supposed to carry EpiPens.
It's good medicine versus the money.
He stands between a pair of brand new ambulances in his company's Coney Island garage. Their sides are still a crisp white. They don't even have the company decals yet.
They just came in. So you get the basic ambulance, which has the siren and lights built in. Then we put in stretcher, carry chair, all the medical equipment you see.
His cost to get an ambulance on the road is about $80,000 or $90,000 each, not including staff. Like most businesses, Reposarda wants to keep costs down. On the other hand, he knows lives are at stake.
EMS is kind of cross between public service and healthcare.
Scott Maton is the Northeast Director of the National Association of Emergency Medical Technicians, which represents EMS workers in public and private, even volunteer services.
Just like police and fire, you know, you dial 911 and you get the service regardless of whether you can pay for it or not pay for it.
But unlike police or fire, patients or their insurance companies generally have to pay for ambulance rides, regardless of whether that service is provided by a local government or some private company. Reposarda in Brooklyn says people are often surprised by these bills.
I mean, if you were here last week, the bills went out for the month and everybody was on the phone. Why do I have a $200 copay? Why do I have a $50 copay? This is the insurance you bought. Well, I didn't understand that when I bought it.
That's time his staff spends on the phone chasing payments. Trying to get insurance companies to pay can also be difficult. But his biggest billing headache comes from Medicaid.
So I do a Medicaid call below cost right now in New York State. I'm subsidizing a Medicaid patient.
Even after a slight increase in local reimbursement rates earlier this summer, Reposarda estimates he still loses about $30 on each Medicaid run. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.